You just sad that Mark won't be here?
Yep. I thought he was reliable.
He was close. He was so close to getting the nickname Mr. Reliable. But then he died. Are you gone?
Nope.
Okay. Hey there, kiddos. Welcome to Looks Like You Found Your Dad's Anime Stash. As always, I'm your host, Josh, who needs no nickname. With me in the studio this week, Mr. Reliable, Cy.
Mark Hetfield.
Mr. Reliable, Cy.
Mark Hetfield.
No, you get his name. You get Mark's nickname.
Oh, yay. I'm reliable. Ooh. I just don't have enough better to do.
Well, what else? No one has anything better they could be doing. This is exactly the peak of humanity. Reviewing anime on the internet.
Isn't dying better than existing?
So, listen, we'd all love to die, but we all got stuff we got to do first.
Like Vimon died?
Vimon doesn't die, and I think you know that.
I don't. I was probing.
I mean, if you want me to tell you the plot from start to finish, I can do that.
You can. I don't care. I'll still watch it.
It's not any of the main cast that make you sad. It's the new guy, Louis.
Who the hell is Louie and why do I care?
Louie was the first ever Digi-Destin.
That was obviously Ty and Kari when they had that 12-foot Agumon.
Well, they weren't Digi-Destin then.
Yes, they were.
They weren't.
They had a 12-foot Agumon.
He wasn't 12 foot. I still think that they just imagined he was bigger than he was.
I mean, that makes sense, but he was as big as that car.
In their mind.
He also got hit into that vehicle.
Yeah, that's just how they imagine it. Everything's perspective, man.
Okay. I mean, okay. I believe you.
Well, here's what you can believe.
Like this anime that we just watched.
Moriarty the Patriot.
Yeah, it's a perspective shift on Conan Doyle.
Sherlock yeah, Holmes. So, listen.
Have you read Sherlock Holmes?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle would be spinning over in his grave if he's dead. I'm assuming he's dead.
I don't think he would be.
If he saw this. But
it was pretty faithful.
Was it? I'm not a big Sherlock Holmes fan.
I am.
But I don't like being bored. So
it wasn't that boring.
Sherlock Holmes was. This was not.
The anime wasn't?
This anime was not boring.
I love Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is boring.
No, I've listened to the audio collection several times and read the book several times.
It just doesn't, like, why?
Because I like Sherlock Holmes.
You know there are way better animes than Sherlock Holmes, right?
I mean, I read a book.
I'm not saying I'm not impressed that you read a book. You don't have to brag, but
I read your book as well.
Did you?
No, I listened to it, but it's the same thing. Still counts as reading it.
I love it if you did. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I did. I'm waiting for book two.
Well, that makes me happy. So, yeah, Arthur Conan Doyle died in 1930. So,
hey, isn't that guy from that other anime? Case closed?
Case closed, yes. You know, listen, I was comparing this to Case Closed a lot. I was like, this is a much darker version of Case Closed.
It's a much more boy love infested Detective Conan.
Okay, so I agree with you. That is definitely a boy love anime, but like, I expected way more boy love.
I did too. I'm not gonna lie.
And like, there's none at all until they meet.
I mean, Lewis
the second time on the train.
Lewis is kind of he kind of likes his brother.
I don't think he likes his brother.
Lewis?
So, but the second they when Sherlock was like, "What would you say if you were the Lord of Crime?" and he's just like, "I'd say come and catch me." I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was like, "Yeah, I see what you mean there."
And then at the end, he's like, "Ha ha, come and catch me." Now I get the significance of that note.
Yeah. So the plot. Go ahead and explain the plot to all of our millions of listeners out there.
So without getting into super detail that Josh usually does, basically we follow Professor William James Moriarty as he kind of starts off his criminal empire to reform English society through the use of criminal activities and very what's the word for it? Confusing, confounding, roundabout methods.
Yeah.
You know the word I'm looking for. What's the word, Josh?
I don't know the word you're looking for, but
I thought you were the writer, Josh.
But confusing is the right word, because like his plots are his main plot is hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
To where
it's basically the Robespierre plot that they explain.
Yeah. In reality, it wouldn't have worked. It would have ended like the French Revolution. But
didn't that work though?
The French Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah, but to spoil it, obviously, as we were planning on doing, in the end, the rich people and the poor people work together. That doesn't happen.
Oh,
in the end, they would have had to break that gate down, murder every aristocrat, and take their water, which would have been fine.
I mean, probably, yeah, but it's a story, I guess.
It is a story.
You could live with that. It was nice. They had a lot of stuff from the books in it too. Like, I'm trying to think. What was the first case he did? The first one that Moriarty did in the anime? The first plot, I should say. The first scheme he hatched. Gosh, I'm asking for help, man. Jeez.
Are you talking about the Taylor's son?
Yes. Yes. I think
that was the first episode.
I'm trying to
think. Because that like wasn't his plot, but
yeah, when he figures it out. I don't remember if that was in the book. I have a sneaking idea of that was in the book, but I feel like I'm wrong. I have to reread, and then I'll tell you guys in like 30 years when I finally
get a chance. That'd be
good. Yeah. But no, there's a lot of stuff from it, like later on when they meet him in Switzerland, and when he meets him in Switzerland, that's actually where in the books, Sherlock dies. From James Moriarty killing.
And then he comes back to life.
Well, I mean, we don't know that. Like, it kind of ends with the whole way the anime ends, where he falls off of a cliff and we don't know what happens, but in the anime, they kind of give you the time skip.
They do.
Because in the manga, they actually have more after this.
Oh, they're still together in the manga?
Yeah. Billy the Kid is still... Billy the Kid comes. Yes, the American dude. Yes. That's what I was looking at when you were like, can you hear me? I was like, hold on, I'm reading.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah, Billy the Kid. I was like, why didn't they finish that? Because apparently...
Is that the right time frame? I guess. So. Early 1900s? Yeah, probably, that sounds right.
Probably before the early 1900s, huh? Wait, 1900s is... No, 19th century, right?
I mean 1900s, as in the year 1900.
That's too late, isn't it?
For the Wild West?
Yeah.
No, the Wild West was wrapping up then.
Yeah, so it would be the 1800s, right?
Well, look, the only thing I'm basing my knowledge...
In the early 17th century and ended in 1912. So, yeah. So, yeah. 16. So, yeah, probably.
It sounds right. But, I mean, the only thing I base my Wild West knowledge off of is Red Dead Redemption. So,
yeah. No, that's actually the perfect time. Because Victorian England was 1837 until 1901. So, yep.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I got pretty scared at the beginning of the anime that they were trying to pull some berserk shit. Because you get your first episode, which is pretty brutal, where Moriarty helps this tailor track down a nobleman who killed his son, and then the dude kills the nobleman. And then it goes back in time and shows Moriarty's beginnings. Oh. And I was like, oh god, is this going to be 25 episodes of him as a kid? Like, oh, I'm not going to be happy.
Oh, that's what you meant by berserk. Okay. I thought you meant what do they call it? The festival? The demon festival or whatever? Where Griffith does his Griffith thing?
I didn't think that was happening in this.
I thought that's what you meant. You thought it was going to happen when you said that. I was like, oh god, Josh, how?
No, like, but remember, I loved the first episode of Berserk, and then I hated everything after that.
Oh, okay.
I wish... Well, you weren't there when we reviewed it, so...
Yeah, I wasn't. Probably not.
But yeah, I thought they were going to do the same thing. But it
kind of grew on me. Eh. I started liking it more as I watched it.
Not me. I just got angrier and angrier.
Why?
What the fuck was this cannon arm?
Oh, you're talking about Berserk still. I was talking about Moriarty the Patriot.
I liked Moriarty the Patriot pretty much from the beginning. It didn't go where I thought it was. Like, I thought it was going to be all pretty much episodic.
Yeah, like, that's why I dropped it early. I dropped it. I watched the first... I think I just watched the first episode. I was like, oh, man, this is probably going to be good. And I probably just forgot about it. When it came out.
I think there are too many Sherlock episodes, I would say.
I like Sherlock episodes, man.
I'm glad you like Sherlock Holmes. I'm really...
No, I like the Sherlock episodes. And like, even without... So you're telling me when Mycroft busts through the door and whoops up on his little brother and then shoots him in the head, that wasn't one of the best scenes in the show?
It was a good scene, but also that's not why I'm here. I'm here because I want to be more encouraged to eat the rich.
Well, I mean, they kind of were doing that too, though, just from the other side of the law.
Because
you got to remember, because Mycroft was,
Mycroft was working with him.
He was actively helping him. And there's a couple times where Sherlock against character goes, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to look the other way this time.
What? When?
Whenever, not really look the other way. It was the one where he had the opportunity to tell the truth or tell like a certain, some kind of lie. at the end. It was one of the first Sherlock episodes. I don't remember what the episode was.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I think it was it's the Noatic at the end.
Oh, when he he pretty much sees that something else is going on. But that's not as uncharacteristic of Sherlock Holmes as you think. Because, like, either he could say something and lose the mystery or keep his mouth shut, and then he has a mystery to solve.
No, the boat. Not whenever you're thinking of when the dude was going to kill that other guy. The farmer was going to kill. He killed that guy. I'm talking about when the rich man on the boat killed that, when they first meet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On the boat, when the rich dude kills the guy and then they make sure he stabs him real good in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And Sherlock sees that the body's rigor mortis.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about him not pointing out that there's rigor mortis, right? Or am I thinking something else?
No, okay. I thought you said he got shot. Never mind. I heard you wrong. Never mind.
No, you're right, like, Josh. You probably know more about Sherlock Holmes than me, but it seems like for this, Sherlock Holmes just gets a mystery boner. So whatever's going on, he'll do anything to be part of a mystery.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely the case always, but I just, like, he didn't.
He's like a young Conan Edogawa.
He's like an old Conan Edogawa.
Yeah, like an old Conan Edogawa.
But it's almost like he was based off of him.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird that he would forego revealing the actual plot of what was going on the boat.
Maybe, but to me it just felt like he had a mystery boner. What did you think of James Bond?
I was shocked. I was like, what?
I thought it was dumb. Like,
I thought it was kind of cool.
What was this James Bond crap?
Like, at first I was like, what? And then kind of was like, okay, I see what they're doing now at the end when they revealed what they did.
Is James Bond part of?
Not even kind of.
So they're just throwing James Bond.
Billy the Kid, though.
Okay. So it's just fun.
Yeah, it's just, they just, I guess we're trying to, I guess, maybe they're making a multiverse.
Oh.
No, I think they were trying to make it like into a fictional reality kind of thing. Where, because they tied in MI6.
Yeah, they tied in MI6 real good at the end.
Yeah, Herder, whatever his name, the inventor dude, apparently is supposed to be the Q of MI6. I don't like that Bond was a girl, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
James Bond is a girl?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for that.
What about a black James Bond?
I mean, who are we talking? Will Smith? No.
I'm thinking Idris Elba.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he could be James Bond.
He could definitely be James Bond.
He could be whoever he wants.
So, to get off topic here, still on the James Bond topic. Is James Bond a character? Like, everyone who plays James Bond plays the same guy? Or is James Bond like just a blank name that they give to someone in the organization? That's, or is that just like a fan theory? I've seen one movie and it was fine. I'm not a big James Bond guy.
I don't think I've ever seen a whole James Bond movie.
Okay, so we probably shouldn't get into this discussion because we probably don't know enough to say.
Yeah, I would. I don't know. I've seen the theory.
So it might just be a theory and not something they've said in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know if it's said in the movie, but I feel like it should be just another guy, like a name. Like,
oh, yeah,
old man James Bond retired.
So there's now there's new James Bond. Okay,
That's yeah, you have to drink martinis third, not shaken.
I figured they all just did it.
Oh.
And I thought maybe I didn't know if there were multiple people who said they were James Bond. I don't know. I don't know enough about the James Bondiverse.
Because I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's his actual name.
Yeah.
Like the character.
I do remember.
He would be a very bad spy if he's just going around saying, I'm James Bond. I'm James Bond all the time.
Yeah. Like, there shouldn't be famous spies. That's how you get caught.
Yeah. His name could be famous, I guess, but that's still bad. Yeah, that's still bad etiquette. Can't honeypot someone if they know James Bond is a spy. That's why Austin Powers is so much better than James
Bond. Yeah, I just watched Austin Powers a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, still holds up. Does it? The part where he throws a shoe at somebody?
The shoe's funny though, man. He hits him in the head with the shoe and he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, we were talking about Moriarty the Patriot. So then we get Jack the Ripper, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we get two Jack the Rippers.
Yeah. Jack the Ripper was in a novel. I'm not sure if it was a Conan Doyle novel, though. Sherlock Holmes is often pitted against Jack the Ripper in pop culture. I don't think they ever actually fought or anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't think an old man that was a military butler ran around England for about an hour being chased by like 5,000 people.
You don't know that though.
I don't. I said think. But it was very, I appreciated it. Especially when he threw the knife. I didn't see that part.
He didn't throw a shoe. I just thought.
When he threw his knife into the cracks of a brick wall to jump off of while running without slowing down. I thought that was impressive. I was like, back in my younger days, I could do that.
Yeah. Well, he stayed in shape, unlike you, who just let yourself go.
Yeah. I was too hot. So I was like, man, I got to make it fair for everyone else.
Yeah. That's very kind of you.
I know. Mr. Reliably Kind.
I think
I should stop knocking my camera over.
You should stop knocking your camera over. It's very distracting. The only time in the entire series where I was like, that's bullshit, was the episode where it was the flashback to him as a kid suing the guy.
I like that.
I liked it too. But remember, he said...
Where he's like, the meat part?
Yeah, he asked if he asked for his meat to be drained of blood, right?
Yeah.
Meat's drained of blood.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No. It still technically has the blood inside of it.
Isn't that hemoglobin? The red stuff in a steak isn't blood, right? That's the cell walls breaking down.
Maybe so. But if you get it rare, is that not blood?
It's not. I don't think it's blood. I was excited to talk to you about this since you're a meat expert.
I'm not.
But you're not helping.
It says hardly any blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it has a little blood.
So it's a bad argument by him.
Well,
but Moriarty can't make bad arguments. He's got to be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But or do they weigh it before they prepare it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. You don't weigh it after you cook it.
So wouldn't they have the blood in it still?
No, it'd be cooked out. Oh, yeah. When they weigh it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but most of the blood's gone.
But it still has. I think he was saying you didn't like get all the blood out of it, you know? Like, there has to be some blood.
Right? Just the blood in the cell walls, but there's a minuscule amount.
Yeah, but it's still not all meat.
I think it's arguing semantics. I think he would have lost the case.
No, I think he was... I think the dude was crying enough to where...
It was a good turn, though. I didn't see that argument coming.
I didn't either. I was like, where is he going with this one? And I was like, you know what? I agree. Just because I wanted to see him cut that guy's chest off.
Yeah, like, he should have still got that.
No, he got everything that guy owned, so then he just gave it away. Which I kind of would have liked to see him have gotten how he actually got the 600 gold.
Yeah, like I get it. He's like, oh, I give people advice. That's a lot, though, man.
Yeah, that's gold. That was a lot of. Well, it can't be that much if they're giving it to a random orphanage.
Well, right. Remember, it was 300 gold to build a new orphanage.
Yeah.
300 gold to start building a new orphanage, at least.
Yeah, that was like their monthly donations, right? Mm-hmm. So it can't be that much. If they're giving it monthly, like, it's a lot, don't get me wrong, but, like, I don't know. How much is a gold? Is it a pound? Is one gold a pound?
Yeah, but you also got to think this is 1900.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant like a pound as in like the...
Yeah, British pound.
Yeah. Okay, so that was what? He did the math for us. That's 1 pound is 240 loaves of bread?
Yeah. That's nuts, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's like a lot.
It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So, but regardless, even if it wasn't that much, I would like to have seen how he got it.
Yeah.
I don't think he was running the racetracks that bad. Right?
He was scamming.
He had to have been scamming.
You think he was giving HJs under the freeway?
No, I don't think he... I think Lewis was given the HJs on there for really.
Well, that was just because that was what Lewis was into.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm not knocking him.
One thing I like about this show is, like, if I need to name three characters, I can just say James Moriarty, and I'm done. That makes it easier. Yeah.
That was something I didn't quite expect.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that I didn't see coming that I preferred in this.
Colonel Moran is actually in the books. Who else is in the books?
Watson.
Yeah, Watson is in the books. And he also wrote the books. In the books.
Oh, in the books he wrote the books?
Yeah, Lestrade is in the books. I don't think Patterson is.
Is Milverton?
Yes, that is a case. There is a case with Milverton. I didn't read it, but I saw that there was one.
My 4-year-old hates Milverton.
Why?
He's like, Milverton! Because he's a dick.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You don't think Milverton's a dick?
I mean, yeah, he is. No, he definitely is. I'm trying to think of the guy from... Who's the next door neighbor in the Fairly Odd Parents?
I never watched Fairly Odd Parents, but I know I've seen the memes. Dinkelberg?
It is Dinkelberg. Well, what's the guy in the...
Is he in this? What the hell are you talking about?
No, I thought it was closer to Milverton. Well, who's the guy in The Simpsons that...
Ned Flanders?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought Milverton was something, a hated neighbor in another show. I don't know.
Maybe he is.
I mean, they probably do hate him as a neighbor in this show, too.
Well, Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he has any neighbors.
I don't like that he was so far into the show and they gave him, what, 3 episodes?
Well, they had a couple of flashes to him throughout. But then they were like, actually, he's the main bad guy. But not.
Yeah. It's because Sherlock had to fall in love with Moriarty.
Yeah. And you can only fall in love by murdering a man.
He had to be the might guy to his Kakashi.
Hmm.
Because we all know they're married.
Are they?
Oh, they're married. They're deaf. He pushes him around in a wheelchair.
Might guy?
Yeah, might guy's in a wheelchair.
What? When did that happen?
After he destroyed his body kicking Madara.
Was that in Naruto?
That's in Shippuden.
I didn't watch Shippuden.
Oh, see? The best part nice. Of Might Guy's story you didn't even see.
Well, that's all right. I don't need to eat every Big Mac to know it's a delicious hamburger sandwich.
Well, you'd be wrong, because it's not.
It's not, that's true. So that Milverton episode where
you shoot them?
The one before that, where Holmes introduces his fiance. That was stupid. Oh, like, what was that? Mary?
What's the name's fiance? Watson?
Oh, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that's out of nowhere.
I mean, it's in the books.
That's in the books? Is he just like, oh, by the way, I have a fiance?
Kind of, sort of, actually.
Well, then they should have done it better.
Yeah, probably. But
they had the chance to do it again, and they didn't.
Watson's just a narrator.
Seems like he's kind of important to the story.
I mean, he does things, but he's mostly for narration.
Hmm.
Because it wouldn't be a mystery if you followed Holmes. Then you'd know.
True enough.
They had more fight scenes than I thought they would, definitely.
They had way more fight scenes than the new Digimon movie, which had one.
Really? Was it Paiogemon?
It was not.
Do you at least see Paiogemon?
Nope. No Paiogemon at all.
I'm not watching it. I don't want to watch it now.
You want to watch it?
No, I don't. There's no Paiogemon.
There's Paiogemon, but okay. They don't fight a Paiogemon.
Do they just ride him around the world?
No.
Like a bus?
They just ride him pretty much straight up.
Oh, into space?
No, just to the top of a tower.
They could have just rode their Digimons for that.
It's such a, like, it's definitely like not a world tour thing. The entire thing takes place like over the course of 2 days, over the course of a day.
Is Davis still in New York?
No, they're all back in Tokyo.
Why? Didn't he open his ramen shop in New York?
No, it's in Tokyo.
He failed at it already?
Probably.
I thought it was in New York.
Maybe.
Or did he
what?
Just say he wanted to open one in New York?
All I remember is him saying he wants to open the world's greatest ramen shop.
Maybe so. I just want to see. I forget her name. Yuli.
You want to see her glow up?
Yeah.
It's so weird, man, because I'm looking at Yoli and Ken, and I'm thinking, it's crazy how, you know,
does Ken still wear the exact same outfit?
No, how they've switched, they've 180'd. How Ken would have been a real catch back then, and Yoli would have been the reacher, and now Yoli's settling for Ken.
I got, you know? Ken from Barbie.
No, not that Ken.
Yeah.
It'd be the Ken from Digimon.
You know who Ken looks like? He looks like kind of like the bad guy. Oshikawa? The guy that was the one that fought, absorbed, killed Black Wargreymon?
Oh. Not really.
His hair's just a little shorter.
They have the same kind of hair, man. That's about
it. They gave me the same vibes. And he was wearing a suit.
You can't say. All right. Whatever, man. I feel like the problem with geniuses in anime is they all end the same way. Like a lot of this, I was feeling like it was like Death Note, but way better. But it kind of ends the same way as Death Note, where it's just like, there's no solution. I mean, he's this super genius. He couldn't think his way out of it.
He did. And then he had to die.
He didn't have to die.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a super genius, so I couldn't.
I'm not a super genius either, but I was thinking the writers were.
No, definitely not. Then they probably wouldn't be writing anime.
Why not? What if it's their passion? You know, the entire staff for the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons were Harvard graduates.
That's a waste.
Why?
Why were they Harvard graduates?
Because they went to Harvard. You know, Conan O'Brien went to Harvard.
Did he graduate from Harvard? I can go somewhere.
He did. He graduated from Harvard, and then he started writing for The Simpsons.
That's where Conan O'Brien is from?
Yeah.
He wrote... Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, I was never really a Simpsons fan, so...
Well, that's your problem.
I know.
You should get a Simpsons tattoo. South Park. I liked South Park for a while.
I didn't like it ever.
Yeah. Probably the shitty anime.
I like that Kanye West episode.
I didn't see it, but I do like Kanye West.
Fish dick thing. That was funny. But it wasn't as fun. Oh no, this show wasn't funny at all. Except for the OVAs. Did you watch the OVAs?
I did. I didn't like them.
Did you like that there was a mandatory bathhouse episode?
I meant to bring that up. I'm just sad they didn't get the baseball episode.
I was about to say, I know you were so heartbroken about the baseball. I was supposed to bring it up earlier. I was like, I need to tell Josh there wasn't a baseball episode.
I couldn't believe it.
They should have thrown in a cricket one.
Yeah, that would have been good. I liked the show because it reminded me of Downton Abbey, you know?
I like the second OVA. I'm not... The
Tea Party? Oh, come on, man.
I liked it when they were like... It was just for the one part where they were all on top of William. And everybody was like, nah, I can't help you. Nah, I can't help you. And what was his wand? Because I wasn't looking at that point. Was it a dildo?
I don't think so.
Okay. It was fun. It was a nice, I feel like that should have been in the middle of the season though, just to break up things.
I feel like the OVA should not have ended it.
Yeah.
They should have, I'm with you. They should have just popped them in as kind of just cool downs.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where they put, like where they were in the timeline. Cause they're friends. So it would have to be close to the end. Probably after Milverton.
Probably not. I would have put it before Milverton. Because you only need to get to the point where the chick becomes James Bond.
Did Sherlock show up in the house party?
No. He was in the first OVA. But okay. He wasn't in the second.
Which is weird, because in the manga I was reading, the house party is actually like an important thing.
The tea party is important?
Yeah, it's like not a filler. But Sherlock shows up.
This and is that's definitely filler.
I think, yeah, no, I agree. But in the manga, I think that's when they find out, everybody else finds out William is alive. Liam.
I don't
just realized something. What's the last half of William?
What's the question? What does that mean?
What's the last half of William? Like the letters. What does it spell?
Oh, Liam.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, I never thought about it, but that's
fine. I never thought about it either. I was just like, oh, wow. That was lazy.
No. They just split their names up. Just keep it casual.
Except no one else had the first part.
Will?
Who's Will?
I heard the name Will several times. I don't know. I can't keep track of names. That's why I was so stoked that I had three characters who had one name.
They had half of a name. Two-thirds of a name.
James Moriarty.
Very confusing. I kept looking. I kept thinking someone was calling my name.
Excuse me.
So which was the best of the Moriartys?
I mean, it was obviously the real Moriarty. He went to jail.
Albert?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did go to jail, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he killed his brother.
I mean, he didn't really kill him. Well, yeah, he did kill his brother. That's true. You're talking about his actual brother.
Yeah, I'm talking about the real William.
His parents, too.
That's the first time I saw a kid die in an anime. I was like, nah, he deserved it.
Well, he wasn't a kid. He was 16.
Still a kid, kind of.
He's old enough to know better than to be a
prick. I mean, yeah. He's definitely old enough to get stabbed in the neck with a piece of wood.
Definitely. I don't think you're never too young to get stabbed in the neck with a piece of wood, as Digimon teaches us. So what do you...
What? Who got stabbed in the neck?
You'll find out eventually. So what do you think? You thinking like an A plus or an F minus?
I'm thinking A minus.
A minus?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a little bit better.
A lot of it is... Wait, you're going to go better?
Yeah, I'm going to give it an A.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite things we watched. I was very shocked at how much I liked it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything bad. It's just not great.
I think it was great.
It was okay.
You gave it an A minus, dude. You obviously like it.
I think I like it more because of how close to Sherlock Holmes it is.
So did you not come in expecting to like it?
No, I didn't, actually. I kind of was like, wasn't looking for it. Because I remember I watched an episode already.
You watched an episode.
I was like, it has boy love vibes, and I'm not a boy love person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like
it. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of boy love.
No, it doesn't. Surprisingly.
But, and it was also a Sherlock fan, so I was thinking maybe you'd be like, ooh, Sherlock. I like that.
Yeah, but it's Moriarty, not Sherlock.
It had a lot of Sherlock, though.
So I kind of expected it. Yeah, no, I didn't expect that much Sherlock. Because you don't see him for, like, the first season. Half. Whatever you want to call it.
And then, I thought he got there pretty quick, like 5 or 6 episodes.
I thought it was closer to the end of the first season.
No, he comes in the 6th episode.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
I kind of watched them all at one time, so
kind of it all blends together. Yeah,
but then we didn't see him for a while. But like, definitely, they definitely didn't have any Sherlock episodes until the second season, right? I feel like there weren't even that many Sherlock episodes.
No, it's right after the The No Attic was a Sherlock episode.
Oh, okay. I thought that was... No, that wasn't the end of the first season.
I didn't even realize they had seasons. It just all seemed like one thing to me.
No, and the place I saw it, I had to switch.
Gotcha.
It wasn't really a season. It was a core. Like they do with Attack on Titan. Yeah. Hey, it's over, Josh. Is it? Except for that new manga, that chapter that he's going to release.
Can I watch it now?
Yeah, you can. Is it dubbed? It's done. I don't know if it's dubbed. It probably is, though, because I think they were releasing the dub.
Okay, so I tried. I thought I was going to watch Attack on Titan this week because I kept seeing ads for it. And then I pulled it up, and it was like, oh, there aren't any new episodes. What? So I don't know.
I know the episode. I know it's up for sure because I had started to watch it, and my brother was like, oh, don't lower that or whatever. I was like, why? He's like, I haven't watched. I'm not there yet. I was like, really? Okay. And I turned it off and started watching Mario Ivy the Patriot.
Okay. Well, that was a good thing to do.
No, because I wanted to watch the end of Attack on Titan.
Well, you'll get there.
See how bad it was.
All right. Well, Mark's got the wheel. I don't have anything prepared. We'll get the wheel and we'll post it, what we're going to watch.
Or not. You'll just find out. It'll be a super secret.
Yeah, we'll just leave it as a mystery. Do you have anything you want to plug or anything? You doing anything with your life?
I mean, we did an episode for Simping for Senpai. After, like,
how was that?
It was all right. It was an episode.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It'll probably come out Wednesday. If it didn't come out this Wednesday.
I'm doing a Dragon Ball Z rewatch with Raishan.
Why? Wasn't I invited?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Is it because I'm black?
Yes.
Yeah, our episode dropped yesterday.
Yeah, we won't post the links.
Are y'all watching it together?
No.
No.
But that's less fun. I think, well, we're still in the Saiyan saga, and I think he probably wants to get past that before he invites you. He wants to get past the Mr. Popo parts. That way you're not offended.
But I love Mr. Popo.
But you're always saying you hate Mr. Popo.
I love Mr. Popo. Did you not watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
No.
Oh, you should. You need to.
I'm not going to. I hate Dragon Ball Z Abridged. It's not.
How do you hate it? You never seen it.
I've seen parts of it.
It's not hilarious.
No.
Yes, it is.
I love it. I refuse.
Better than. It's the best way to watch Dragon Ball Z.
No. The best way to watch Dragon Ball Z is to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Is to watch Dragon Ball Z Daima?
Yeah. It's just called Dragon Ball Daima. I'm fucking stoked for it, and so are you.
I'm so excited. I really am.
Good.
I want to see little Goku and little Vegeta kicking full-grown booty.
What the fuck? Yeah. Here is the last part of Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
But yet when I go to Crunchyroll, it's not there. When I go to the service that is free, here it is. When I go to the service that I pay money for, it's not there.
I was watching it on Crunchyroll.
Is there some special way I have to look it up?
Don't know. I don't want to sign in, so let's see if I can get to it.
All right. Well, we can end this episode and we can talk about Crunchyroll. Everyone tune in whenever for whatever we do forever.
No. Yay!